Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, joining me on the podcast today, after a long hiatus, is Minnesota Tim Perochka. That would be married Minnesota Tim Perochka. Minnesota Tim, how are you doing?
Oh, Hank, I'm doing great. It is so great to be back with you on the podcast. I've missed you.
Yeah? What, have you been, you know, keeping track of everything and following the golf? And I you sent me some pictures this week. You're out at the Minnesota Open, or what are they, the 3M Open? Where did they play this year, by the way?
They played it at TPC Twin Cities.
Okay. That's the golf course with a big pond on the 18th hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Great closing hole. One of the best closing holes in all of golf, really.
Well, 124 balls in the water on the pond on 18, which tied the record going back to like 2015, 124 balls in the pond on the 15th hole at the Phoenix Open, TPC Scottsdale. So just a little trivia fact for you right there. They were talking about that on TV. And that's, well, my three keys to golf: eliminate penalty strokes. And obviously the pros did not do that this week. They did not. Do you think that's a being a novice golfer like you are? And by the way, let me ask you a question. Have you played any golf this summer?
I've played a little bit of golf. I'm playing tomorrow, actually. And the last time I played was 2 weeks ago, and I had the shanks.
Okay. And what did you do to try and fix them?
What did I do to fix them?
Yeah, anything. Just kept shanking?
Yeah, the shanks came later in the round, so I was playing great for the first nine holes of golf, and the shanks came on the back nine, and by that time, they're just not fixable.
Especially when you don't know what you're doing. Where were you hitting these shanks on the club face?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where you start, right there. A true shank is hit off the hosel of the club. You know where the hosel is?
Yes, I knew that. I knew it was off the hosel of the club. You asked me where did I hit it? I knew it was off the hosel, but I just didn't.
Well,
know.
Well, sometimes people nick it right off the toe, and they think they're shanking it.
Yeah, it was off the hosel for sure.
It was definitely off the hosel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a little lesson here, and everybody else that's listening can tune in on this lesson. Then we're going to get to the 3M Open. Okay. We got a little off track here, but we're going to get back on track after this tip. Okay. If you're shanking the ball, what that tells you is that your swing is reaching out too far towards the ball. Obviously you're going out past your point of impact of where you're supposed to be. So your options are, you could be standing too close to the ball. Another option is during your swing, you're getting closer to the ball with your body, which means that you're leaning into the ball, either with your upper body or your lower body could be humping into the ball. And that is taking your room away. So now your hands and arms have to go out a little more. And then they're going to bring the club out to the hosel, okay, where the ball is going to strike the hosel. All right, so that's an option. You're either too close to it or you're getting closer to it during your swing. Another option is that you're simply overreaching with your swing out in front of you. And one of the causes for that is swinging the club back too much inside and too flat. Action and reaction will follow. So if you take the club back around too much, it will tend to swing out too much, and out too much is where the hosel is. So generally speaking, a more upright swing will hit off the toe, and a flatter swing would hit off the heel. So those are the possibilities. Either you're swinging too flat, you're too close to the ball, you're getting closer to the ball, or you're making a good swing, you got the right distance from the ball, the plane of your swing is okay, and you're just overreaching as you come through. So what you would do is you need to do an analysis first and try to figure out which one of these things that it might be. If you're leaning into the ball, one thing you can do is have somebody who you're playing with just have a look at where your head is relative to something in the background. It might be a tree in the distance or whatever. And see if you're actually leaning into the ball during your swing, either the backswing or the downswing. But if it's the flat swing, then you just simply want to get the club swinging more up and down. If you're overreaching out in front of it, what you want to do is you want to create a barrier outside the ball. Okay, which could be I'll give you a couple options. Sometimes you go to driving ranges, they've got little pointer markers out there, or maybe it's a 2x4 that's at it. You know, they got a point on the end, tells you where to go. You put that just outside the ball, and it gives you something to try and miss as you swing through. It could be a empty plastic water bottle that you stick right outside the ball. Just give yourself enough room for the club to pass the water bottle and hit the ball in the center of the face. Or you might just take a row of tees and put a row of tees in the ground outside the ball. And then the object would be during your swing to try and miss those tees. And actually, your analysis of, you know, once they start, there's nothing you can do. That's not really true. Matter of fact, people who shank, they typically have always been my favorite lesson because they're the most desperate students. And they don't really, you don't have to get them to do any good. They're not like looking for the greatest shot ever. Just anything but a shank would please them to no end. So anyway, next time you go out, let's think about that. That'll be your thought. If the shanks reappear, which you know they could, you never know. All right, we'll take a little break. Then we'll come back and we'll hear about the 3M Open a little bit, and your visit out there. And then we'll talk about Cameron Champ, the champion of the great 3M Open. If you want some help with your golf game, other than the shank lesson I just gave you, which was actually one of my videos that will be on Haney University, go to haneyuniversity.com and register, sign up, absolutely free. You'll get emails in your daily box with my golf tips on them, and they will help you with your game. You'll have a lower handicap before you know it. So haneyuniversity.com. All right, we'll be right back on the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, so Tim, give me you were out at the 3M Open, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, how was it?
It was great. Yeah, I was out there with cousin Tyler. I got a media credential. I got some free pulled pork sandwiches, which were amazing at the 3M Open. Okay. Unfortunately, on Thursday, there was a rain delay for about 2.5 hours. So I was on the golf course for about 1.5 hours, and then there was a rain delay. And then it said it was going to rain until 4 p.m. So then we ended up going into the media center. I snuck cousin Tyler into the media center, by the way.
Okay, so let's just back up here. How did you get the media credential in the first place?
Well, I applied for one using my iHeartMedia credential, and then they approved it. They know I'm and Minnesota,
you told them,
too.
And you told them that you are part of the Hank Haney podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you proceed to go out and sneak a cousin Tyler into the media center with you.
Well, I didn't necessarily sneak him in. So we walked straight.
You just said you snuck him in. That's what I'm just repeating what you said.
I did just say that. However, you can blame the 3M Open security.
Do you think that's appropriate thing to do? And give it? No, I'm just asking. Do you think that would be an appropriate thing to do? Okay, given the throw my name around and then sneak. Oh, you're laughing a lot here. And then sneak someone in for a free pulled pork sandwich at the 3M Open. And I'm going to add another thing to this too. Given your new current position that I understand you just obtained. And do you want to tell us what that position is, by the way?
I just became the youth pastor at my church.
Whoa. At where?
Transform Church.
Okay. Do you think, I'm just going to give you a little hypothetical. Do you think it would be like a good thing to do for the youth pastor to be sneaking into the media center?
Well, here's the thing, okay? Let me explain. Okay. I did not sneak him in. We walked straight through the front door. The security guard asked me what I'm doing, and I showed him my media credential, and he passed us right along.
Okay.
He didn't ask Tyler. He didn't stop Tyler. Tyler was right on my hip.
Tyler was your assistant.
Yes, he was right on my hip. I said, Tyler, you want to come over to the media center? And Tyler's like, Tim, that guy's going to stop us. And I said, no. First, I'm Minnesota Tim. And second, I got this media credential.
Did you tell him you're Minnesota Tim?
Absolutely, I told him I'm Minnesota Tim. And I said, this is my media credential right here. You want to see it? And then he said, okay, go right ahead. And Tyler just followed me right in.
On your media credential, does it say Minnesota Tim?
No, it doesn't.
All right. Okay. So you're claiming that this is, you really backed off. You were actually like, kind of proud of the fact that you snuck in.
I was pretty proud.
Then you denied sneaking in after you said you snuck in.
Well, when I snuck Tyler into the media center, Tyler was afraid to get up because he didn't want to get kicked out of the media center. So we just sat down. I got him his drink. I got him his pulled pork, and it all worked out well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Moving on. What did you observe that day on Thursday when you were there?
I observed that Dustin Johnson did not want to be there. And there's really no reason why you should show up all the way from the Open Championship to the 3M Open when the 3M Open does not sponsor Dustin Johnson. Cousin Tyler even made a remark. Does Dustin Johnson think this is the RBC Heritage? Or the RBC Canadian Open?
Yeah, meaning that he's sponsored by RBC, so he has to show up to those tournaments. So he did not have a real reason for being there. Why do you think he was there?
Well, Tyler and I think we were theorizing in our downtime in the media center. And Tyler and I think that Dustin Johnson was being paid underneath the table to show up at that event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't there long.
Nope.
Missed the cut. What did he shoot? 70, 72.
I was looking for Paulina and Wayne to show up, but I didn't see him there.
He putted bad. Minus 1.5 strokes gained putting for hit. Wow. Hit 69% of his greens. Hit 83% the last day. So I guess he had like 15 greens. Hit 64% of his. I mean, just he actually probably didn't strike the ball bad. He definitely has not had a good year putting. There is no two ways about that. You can't sugarcoat that. And even though he's only there for 2 days, he was 96th in putting that week. So that goes to show you on the PGA Tour, if you don't putt, you're not there long. That's pretty much the facts. Who else did you see?
I watched Fabian Gomez. Fabian Gomez, I was standing on the seventh hole just off to the right on the ropes in the fairway. And Fabian Gomez hit a ball within 10 feet of us and was standing, arms reach away from him. And his feet were in the bunker. So his ball was above the feet in the rough. And he hit it onto the green. That was a pretty cool shot.
Okay, how did you decide who you're going to watch at the PGA Tour event, the 3M Open at the TPC Twin Cities with Cousin Tyler? How did you decide? Did you have a list of players you're going to watch, or did Cousin Tyler pick out the players you're going to watch, or did you just kind of walk around like, aimlessly, just wandering around and whoever you happen to see you saw?
I walked around aimlessly a little bit because Mark Hubbard, I saw him, your man, Homeless Hubs.
How did Hubs do?
I don't know how he finished.
Yeah.
He missed the cut. Yeah. He's not doing too good.
I think so. I don't know. And I noticed he's outside the top 125. So Homeless Hubs has got to get rocking for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Top 125, make that. Keep your card going in next year.
He's got to get the snail going, bud.
He should start putting with the snail. Actually, I'm looking through the homeless for the homeless hubs, and I'm not finding them. So let me go back. Maybe he did make the cut. Anyway, let me just give a little quick check here. Did you see him hit it at all? Did you see him swing? What did you think of him? He finished 16th, actually.
Wow.
My goodness, that's going to help him a lot. That's a sweet tournament. Now, the reason why I like this guy is he broke out this snail putting grip thing that he does, where he wraps his little pinky around the end of the shaft. And he did this at the 72nd hole or the 36th hole. He's missing the cut at the American Express. What's it called now out there in the desert?
Yeah, the American Express.
Yeah, American Express. Okay. And he was a Twitter, like a social media star after this putting grip he had. It's pretty cool, actually. He shot 68, 68, 72, 67.
Yeah, that's pretty a good round. Yeah, he played well.
That's really good.
Well, another one of the observations I made, Hank, is that last year there was a lot of PGA Tour players complaining that there were no fans out there and they missed the fans. Well, basically, there were no fans watching any of these groups except for the Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, and Louis Oosthuizen. The fans were only watching these guys. Mark Hubbard had no fans. Pat Perez, his group with Luke List, I believe, they had no fans watching them. So
zero.
This idea that these guys missed the fans last year, a COVID season for these guys is a normal season because none of these guys even watch these players.
Oh man, that's a good point. Well, I mean, okay, did they have full fans out there in attendance, or was it limited? I mean, was this the limited fans?
No, full fans.
Full fans.
And wide approximately open.
Approximately how many fans do they have? They have about 250,000 at the Phoenix Open, at the Waste Management Phoenix Open on Saturday, 250,000. How many do they have at the 3M Open?
On Thursday, there was several hundred people watching Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler play.
And what do you estimate the crowd was? Couple 300,000, 400,000?
I would estimate about 300, 400 people, but this is on Thursday too, so got to keep that in mind.
400 for the whole gallery?
Yeah, for the Dustin Johnson Fowler gallery.
All right, so is this tournament a happening in Minnesota, or is it kind of people don't care about it?
People care about the tournament. We went out to eat near the tournament tonight, and the restaurant was as busy as it's ever been because the tournament just draws the crowd in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. What was the name of the restaurant you went to? Did they comp you? Tell them you're Minnesota Tim. help with the Hank Haney podcast, and you're sneaking your wife in for a free meal.
Well, it's called the Park Tavern, and I mentioned your name, and then they just expected a huge tip, so I got screwed over there.
All right, that's good stuff. What did you think about the victory? I want to get your thoughts on that. Cameron Champ, and we'll do that when we come back after I remind you to get your 2-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream if you haven't already. Free. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com for the aches and pains, muscle soreness, back, hip, knee, wrist, whatever it is, arthritis pain, joint pain, it will work wonders for you. Get your free 2-week supply, voodoopainrelief.com. So, Tim, you have Cameron Champ on your year-long team. You and I and Steve Johnson, the great predictor, have a little deal going that you rigged up so that you would win.
I'm in last place.
Oh, yeah. That's not working out too good for you. Who's in first, by the way?
You are.
Yeah, of course I am.
The last time I checked.
Yeah. But you have Cameron Champ on your team.
I do have Cameron Champ on my team.
And what was the logic you used to pick him on your team? Now, that has to help you get... You're in the cellar, I think, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm not doing too well.
But this could help you, his win here. How many points do you get for it on the Tim scale?
Well, major championships double and 3M is counted as a major championship in my opinion.
So that's a nothing tournament.
Cameron Champ gets 10 points for this tournament for winning, since it's a major championship and you double the points.
Okay, well, you're doing a little better then. That's good. How did you decide to put Cameron Champ on your team?
Well, his last name was Champ, and I wanted his last name to resemble what my team would be all about. I wanted my team to be champions.
That's all there was to it.
That's all there was to it.
All right, well, he wins for the third time in his PGA Tour career. And it's pretty remarkable statistic. The players that are under 27 years old, okay, that have won each of the last three seasons, okay, you know who those players might be?
I do not know those players.
Okay, I'm going to tell you who that is. That is Jon Rahm, U.S. Open champion. Bryson DeChambeau, former U.S. Open champion. Colin Morikawa, PGA champion and Open championship winner, the British Open. That's a list right there. These are the players under 27 that have won in the last three seasons. Jon Rahm, each of the last three seasons. Jon Rahm, Colin Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau, and Cameron Champ. Cameron Champ was rated, he was ranked 147th in the FedEx Cup before this tournament. I think he was something like 119th in the world. My gosh. Do you have any idea what his statistics are like?
I do have an idea what his statistics are like.
Okay. When they say it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour, you know what that really means? Anybody can win on the PGA Tour if you get in the right tournament, okay, and you have the putting week of your life. He finished first in putting. He gained 12.6 strokes putting on the field. First in putting for the week. And prior to this week, he was ranked 206th in putting and 201st in three-putt avoidance. That is what you call pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Like, you just get your favorite hat out there tonight, Minnesota Tim, and you reach in there and you see if you can pull a rabbit out of there. That's what he just did. It's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Tee to green, 115th on the tour. Around the green, 199th on tour. Approach shots to the green, 162nd on tour. 50 to 125 yards, 201st on tour. Sand proximity, 208th on tour. Driving accuracy, 142nd on tour. The one thing that he does really well is he hits it a long way. He's third in distance, fifth in strokes gained off the tee, which obviously is hugely weighted towards distance. And he's been top six the last 3 years in strokes gained off the tee. And that's, you know, what people say. I mean, he just hit a long way and putt good once in a while, which he did. He putted better than good. He putted great. And next thing you know, you're a winner again on the PGA Tour for the third time, Cameron Champ. And now I will say this. There's certain guys that can win, and there's certain guys that can't win or don't win. And you look at them, and you just – I've talked about this many, many times. You look at them, and you say, why doesn't this guy win more? And I always go back to what Tiger always told me. He says, there's always a reason why they don't win. And then you look at other guys, and they're not, you know, they're not particularly like the best player. But when they get in position, they can finish the deal. Now, my friend Pat Perez is like that. My other friend, Tommy Armour III, is like, Tommy wasn't in position to win many tournaments, but he won two. When he was there, he won. I mean, Mark O'Meara made it to the Hall of Fame, 18 wins on the PGA Tour, but Mark wasn't like, you know, he wasn't in position 100 times to win. When he got in position, he won. And one thing you have to say about Cameron Champ is there's something in that kid that he can get it done. I mean, when it is time to get it done, And I mean, you know, everybody was questioning his strategy off the 18th hole, which was pretty suspect, to be honest with you. When you only need to make a par and you can hit an iron 300 yards like he can, and why in the world he hit driver over there in the left, you know, junk and trees. And he, but he ends up hitting the wedge up there and, you know, has a tap in par. But you got to give, I don't think, you know, this is not a floodgate situation. He's not going to like all of a sudden take off. And, you know, to be on that list with John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Bryson DeChambeau is pretty remarkable. But he's not, I don't book him in for another, a major anytime soon. But the kid can finish. I mean, you got to give him credit for that. He can flat finish. And it's amazing. It's just, it's amazing how he finished first in putting. It was just absolutely amazing. I mean, I look at that and I'm like, you know, Louis Oosthuizen, on the other hand, who was the number one ranked putter on tour, finished second again. Okay, I don't know how many times that is. I mean, it's like so many times. And he finished 48th in putting. Louis Oosthuizen was second for the week in strokes gained tee to green. Cameron Champ, you don't see this very often. Cameron Champ finished 27th strokes gained tee to green and won the tournament. I mean, the only way that happens is if you just absolutely just blitz it with the putter. And that's why they say anyone can win on the PGA Tour. Anyone. So that's it. And your 3M Open champions, and you had a good note, I thought. He's won more times than, what was it? What was the note you sent me?
Tony Finau and Louis Oosthuizen combined.
That's incredible. I mean, that really is incredible. I mean, the guy's a winner. Cameron Champ is a winner. Give him a chance. And he, I mean, his, you know, his closing ability when on the lead or, you know, near the lead on Sunday, I mean, his closing, you know, record is pretty darn good. I mean, it's better than pretty darn good. Did you also see that for the, I think it was 13th time in a row, the 54-hole leader did not win on the PGA Tour?
A lot of players can't close.
That's no doubt about that. Yeah. And that's when you always say that they're choking, but whatever it is, they can't do it. So anyway, big week at the 3M Open, and big that you went out there. You didn't watch much golf because of the rain delay. You saw a couple players. You sent me a picture of a couple players. You sent me a picture of Pat Perez. You sent me a picture of Dustin Johnson. You snap it on your phone. You saw one guy hit a sand shot, and you snuck in and got a pulled pork sandwich for you and cousin Tyler.
Well, the pulled pork sandwich was free for me.
Oh, did he pay?
Well, no, it was free for him too, but I actually earned the pulled pork sandwich.
Okay. Is that from a special pulled pork sandwich place in Minnesota?
I don't know, but it tasted delicious.
It was good. All right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. All right, Tim. Well, I appreciate you joining me today. Good stuff. We got a lot to catch up on. We will definitely do that in the some future podcasts for sure. But in the meantime, make sure everyone out there listening, get your free subscription to my video instructional emails at HaneyUniversity.com, your free 2-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. You send some emails in. Have people been sending any emails in, by the way?
Yeah, there one person actually sent in an email about the NBA Finals last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll touch on that too. I was in my Phoenix Suns. I like the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker fan. I gave him a golf lesson last year. A couple lessons last year. Great kid. You know, sorry to see him lose, but a good year for them. And maybe we'll catch up on that a little bit too. But I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and make sure you hit that follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get our podcast every day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.